business college, but not from college.
For the public in general?
Huh?
Yeah, public.
Anywhere. Just like engineering college. It's open for anyone. He must be ready to take up the training. Similarly, with Varnasam College, he must be ready, the student must be ready to take up the training.
Would it be for a particular age group?
Huh?
For a particular age group?
Yes, any education from childhood. Yeah. Education means from childhood. Hare Krishna. Kumaro Acharya Pragya Dharma and Bhagavata. We are getting sannyasis, they should teach. Teaching should be done by the sannyasis. Just like in missionary school, the father teaches.
How would it be different than Gurukula?
Huh?
How would it differ from Gurukula?
Gurukul is only for the small children. Children, primary. And when the children are grown up, they should be sent to the Varnasam school or college for further development.
Should they be taught also some... Should they also be teaching in some particular skill or varna? Such as say, for example, someone was a kshatriya by inclination or a...
No, inclination can be changed also. If one has got little, but we should take little advantage of the inclination. Not that. That is to be decided by the inclination or no inclination. We can. That will be done. Let me not tell you that. This is the most important item. Because people have been spoiled all over the world by being misguided, so-called leaders. Therefore, Varnasam should follow his request. Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada, I'm still not quite clear. In order to teach, for example, like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
How much would be expected of the students as far as would they live with us and follow the four principles? Is that, or just come for class?
Yes. Come to classes, you won't get. Because nobody has got any taste for such thing. Boarding school, boarding college.
Boarding school.
Yes.
And should there be any material subject matter taught in Google?
Yes. Just like material subject matter. Kshatriya, from the Brahmins, Kshatriya, there they are describing the Bhagavad Gita. What are the symptoms of Brahmins? What are the symptoms of Kshatriya? The Kshatriya should be taught how to fight us. They will minister the training. They will train how to kill. Yes? And Vaishya should be trained how to give protection to the cows, how to till the field and grow food. Practical.
But business also?
Huh?
Vaishyas?
Business, that's called business.
No.
A business means if you have got extra grains, or extra foodstuff, you can sell where there is necessity, there is want. That business. We are not going to open mills and factories. No. We are not going to that. That is Shudra business. The real business is that you produce enough food grams, as much as possible. And you eat and distribute. Yes, sir? This is business. It does not require any so high technical education. Anyone can till the ground and grow food. Is it difficult? This is business. The first thing is that everyone, man and animal, especially the cows, they must be properly fed to become very stout and strong. Cows will supply milk, and man will work hard without being suffered by dysentery. He must work hard, any capacity. Work as a teacher, or work as a kshatriya, work as a plowman, or work as general assistant. He must work. Everyone should be employed. And his employment will be provided for many of these groups according to his capacity. Either as a Brahmin, or as a Kshatriya, or as a Vaishya, or as a Shudra.
What kind of training is Shudra?
Shudra is general assistant, order carrier. He has no intelligence. He doesn't require intelligence. Do this, that's all.
Well, what would he learn in the school, though? What would his business be at that Svarnashram college?
Yes, that is also training to become obedient. Because people are not obedient. What are these hippies? They are not obedient. So obedience also requires training. If you have no intelligence, if you cannot do anything independently, just be obedient to the other higher three classes. That is Shudra. You must agree to abide by the orders of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya. That's all. So that nobody will be unemployed. Everyone should be trained now to sleep 6 to 8 hours and attend meeting, chant, and other things, and balance. He must work hard, not just sleeping unlimitedly. There is no need.
Yeah. What class does the arts and crafts come under?
Shudra. They are Shudras. Little arts and crafts can be trained up to the Shudra. They, at the present moment, they have given too much stress on the arts and crafts. Therefore, the whole people population is Shudra.
That is
the difficulty. All people are being drawn by giving them attraction for high salary, and they are taking so-called technical education, and all of them working in the factory, nobody is working on the street. They are Shudras.
Artists are accepted as a philosopher in life.
Huh?
In our society, accept the philosopher.
Artist?
Yeah, the artist.
No, artist is also business of the Shudra.
Yes, but I'm saying in modern society in America, they're considered...
Nonsense, Shraddha. No, what is the meaning of
it? Yes.
That is your Western country, rascals, they're writing philosophy and sex life, which is known by the dog.
Yes.
And he's writing so many things. So, too many. Is it? What is this philosophy? Sex life. Even dog knows how to have sex life. And he is writing philosophy. So this kind of philosophy can be appreciated by the rascal. So we do not appreciate it. That is not philosopher. Philosopher means he is searching out the absolute truth. That is philosophy. That is philosophy. Darshan. Darshan means search out what is the ultimate. Jnani cha bharatarsha. Chaturvidha bhajante maam sukriti ma arjuna. Atra-athati gyanit bharatas. Atra-athati jigyasu gyanit bharatas. These are philosophers. Even the artha, even a distant person, he is praying to the supreme authority. My God, I am very much hungry, kindly give me my daily bread. He is also pleasant. Because he is touching on the absolute truth. He is pleasant. Not this pride, Raska. Elaborating, how to have sex life. So this kind of philosopher, yes. What is called? In Bengal, Bonlai Siyal Raja. In the jungle, a jackal becomes a king. So, because Western people, they have no, they are all less than Shudras. So, hey, pride has become a philosopher. Bonlai Siyal Raja. In the jungle, the jackal has become a king. That's all. What is knowledge there? The whole Western world is going on for industry, for making money, eating, being merry, wine and all that. They're all less than Shudras and Chandals. This is the first time attempt is being made to make them human beings. Don't mind, I'm using very strong words. That is a fact.
Yes.
Otherwise, they are little animals, like four hands, two legs, two hands, animals. That's all. Yeah. Rejected them. Vedic civilization rejected them, lectures and jagannaths. But they can reform. The prophecies is not that because they are rejected, they cannot be reclaimed. They can be reclaimed now. Just like you are being done. Although you are coming from the lecture and Javas, by training you are becoming more than a Brahmin. So there is no bar for them. Unfortunately, these rascals do not agree to accept. As soon as you say, no more illicit sex, they become angry. As soon as you say, there is no meat eating, they become angry. Mutkhaya upadeshai, prakupaya or something. The rascal fools, if you give them good lessons, education, they will be angry. Prakupayana santa. Kaya panum bhujangana. The snake, if you give it nice milk and banana, the result will be, he will increase his quality. Kaya panum bhujangana. Kivalam bhujangana. But Krishna's dress, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dress, they are being now Krishna. Now you be Krishna and revise the whole edition of the Western civilization, especially in America. And a new chapter is coming. This is the problem. Therefore, Varnasrama is still required.
So, Prabhu, in this Varnasrama college, is it true that there will be no need, for example, for teaching material history and mathematics?
No, there's no need. History, we simply read Mahabharata. History of the great men, Pandavas, how they're fighting for the good cause. How they're running. That history. Not this rest of history. If you study that history, millions of years, where is that history and what you learn from that history? You learn history of the really great men. How they worked, how they ruled. That is the one. Study the history of Maharaj Yudhishthira. Study the history of Maharaj Parikshit. That is the one. Not that simply chronological record, all nonsense, and big, big books, and making this error. Why should you waste your time in that way?
And so,
history must be for great person. Nothing history.
So in our Varnasrama college, the students that come to our college, they follow the four principles.
Four things are essential. Essential. And only the Shudras or the Kshatriyas, just like Kshatriyas, they have to learn how to kill. So, practically, they should go to the forest and kill some animal. And if he likes, he can eat us. If he likes, he can eat us.
What he kills.
Yes, but not from the slaughterhouse. Those who are Kshatriyas, they are allowed sometimes to eat meat. It is understood that Bhim also eating sometimes meat. Bhim, among the Pandavas, only Bhim, not others. So, if the Kshatriyas, they want to eat meat, they can be allowed on particular occasions, but they must go to the forest and kill the animal. Not that for meat eating, regular slaughterhouses should be maintained. This is all nonsense. Degradation. If you want to eat meat, you go to the forest. And the Shudras, they also sometimes eat meat. Or the Chandalas.
But never a cow.
Huh? No, cow. The Shudras, they can take a goat and sacrifice before the deity, goddess Kali, and then eat. Nobody should be given unrestricted freedom to eat meat or wine. If one is adamant to drink wine, then there is Chandi Puja, Durga Puja. That means restriction. That means restriction under certain conditions. Similarly, sex life, marriage. That is all sex life, but under condition.
See, Prabhupada, is this school for women also or just for men?
For men. Women should automatically learn how to cook, how to clean home.
So they don't attend Varnashram college. They don't attend.
Varnashram college is specially meant for the Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya. Those who are not fit for education, they are Shudras. Or those who are reluctant to take education. Shudra, master. They should assist the higher class.
Would the Brahmins learn Sanskrit?
Not necessarily.
Just more philosophy.
Just like I am translating all the books. Similarly, any book of knowledge can be translated into different languages. Not that one has to learn Sanskrit. Why?
So in this Varnashram college there would be two divisions, Varna and learning a...
First of all, Varna. And Ashram, then, when the Varna is perfectly in order, then Ashram. So Ashram is specially meant for spiritual advance. And Varna is general division. It must be there in the human society and there are animals. If Varna is not there, then this is a society of animals. And when Varna is working perfectly, then we give them Ashram. Varna. That is later on.
First, they should be taught a skill.
Yeah. First of all, the whole society must be divided into four varnas, otherwise there will be chaotic condition. That is what is the position now. What is he? What he has to do? One does not know. And there are so many unemployment. But if you organize the society into varnas, there will be no question of unemployment.
But from the very beginning, there's to be taught Bhagavad Gita. From the very beginning, there's to teach Bhagavad Gita.
Yes. But our position is that we are above Varna. But for management or ideal society, we are introducing this. We, so far we are concerned, Krishna conscious men, we are above Varna. But to show the people that you are not escaping. We can take part in any order of life. That is our position. Just like if I brush somebody's shoes, that does not mean I am shoemaker. My position is the same. But to show how to do it. Just like a servant is saying, the master is, you cannot do it. Just sweep. That's why I'll show you something, how to mop. So I'm not a mopper, but I'm saying how to mop. So our position is like that. We do not belong to any varnashrama. But we have to show this rascal. That's a Dhruva Maharaj. He was perfect Vaishnava. But when he was king, he was fighting like anything. Not that, I am now become Vaishnava, I cannot kill. What is it? He killed like anything. When the Jokhas attacked his kingdom, he was killing like anything that the Jokharaj came and asked him to pardon this. He immediately accepted. So he wanted to give him some benediction. That he was so great, then simply on my request, you have stopped killing these rascals, of course. So you can take some benediction from me. He said, that's all right, thank you. You give me the benediction that I may be a pure lover of Krishna. That's all. This benediction you have. Although you are so powerful and the Jokharaj, he could give him the wealth of the whole universe. But he said, thank you very much. You give me this benediction that I may remain a pure devotee of Krishna. This is Bhagavan. He is doing everything, but his aim is to please Krishna. Similarly, even if we take to varnashrama, we do not belong to any. That's why Krishna says, Maya Krishna, I am inaugurated. But Krishna has nothing to do with varnashrama. Similarly, if we act as varnashrama, still we have nothing to do with the varnashrama.
Baba, could you say something about the training for Brahmins?
Huh?
The training for Brahmins?
Yes. They are sattva samadama. He must be truthful. He must control the senses, control the mind. Samadama. He must be tolerant. He should not be agitated in trifle matters. Sattva samadama tate saucham. He must be always clean. Three times he must take bath at least. All the clothing, all the everything is clean. This is magnificent training. And then he must know all what is what, knowledge and practical application and firm faith in Krishna. This is Brahma.
So what kind of practical work do you engage them in?
They will be teaching. They will be all teachers.
Oh, they'll be teachers?
Yeah. They say, Dronacharya. He was Brahmin, but he was teaching military art to the Pandavas. General teacher class will be the Brahmanas. It doesn't matter what he is teaching, but he is teaching, perfectly teaching, how to become a military man. Or Arjun's fighting was, this was Dronacharya. He learned this from Dronacharya. He was a Brahmin. But because he took the position of a teacher, he taught very perfectly.
So
Brahmana should be expert in every kind of knowledge. If required, he will become teacher. This is Brahmana.
So Brahman can teach how to fight?
Yes. Brahmana means intelligent brain. So in intelligent brain, one can learn anything and teach anything.
This is all very new.
Huh?
This is very new. It seems there will be many difficulties, so we should try to start this.
What is the difficulty? If I teach you how to
cook,
is it very difficult?
No, you have to learn.
Then similarly, like that. Yes, I am doing that. I'm teaching how to mop the floor.
Then it becomes easy.
Huh? But I must know everything, because I am a teacher.
So for example, if I become a teacher, let's say the first teacher at Varnashram College, then I have to also become expert in how to fight, how to...
Not all of you, but some of you must be. Must learn the art of fighting. But in a practical, you are not going to fight. If required, you can fight. I say that we are above all this Varnashram. But we must train others, ourselves also, for material activities, everything, under these divisions.
Example in New Vrindavan, we have Brahmins that are very expert at tilling the soil and taking care of cows.
Yes.
And they could travel around and teach others how to do that as well.
He is Brahmin, but he's teaching how to take care of the cows and plants.
It's not that one teacher has to teach everything.
Huh?
It's not that one teacher has to teach everything.
None.
So a Brahmin teacher should become expert in a particular subject and then teach that.
Yeah.
It's very exciting, Prabhupada. Because all the, at the present time in the...
The thing is, actually, at the present moment, they are Shudras or less than Shudras. They are not human beings. The whole population of the world. It doesn't matter whether it is Western or Eastern. There is a position. So, unless they are trained up, so the society is already in chaos and it will go on, still more in chaos. It will be hell. How people will live. And these rascals have been elected as government men and they are only making budget out of tax. So, one side there is no rent. One side, there is no rice, especially in India, and one side, heavy tax. So they really all confused. They have already become confused. So in the confusion state, it will be very difficult to make them Krishna conscious. Therefore, preliminary help should be given. Yes, then they should not be in chaos and confusion. And then how the brain will work?
No one can give rapt attention with a piece of mind.
Yes. Our main aim is to how to give them Krishna consciousness. But if they are already disturbed in every respect, then how they will take it? Therefore we are taking this subject. To help him. To come to the Krishna consciousness. And this is the method, Varnasa.
So just to clarify, Prabhupada, I want to make sure I have it very clear. That if someone comes to a Varnashram college, even though this may be preliminary help, in general, you've made some exceptions, but in general, when they come to our college, they have to follow the four regular principles, and also learn something about Bhagavad Gita, and then side by side they learn...
Four regular principles, compulsory.
Yes.
But, in some of the Kshatriya or the Shudra, they want. So... That is our prescription. Go to the forest and kill some animal and eat them. That's all. You can kill one boar, some disturbing animals. You can kill. You can kill some tiger. Like that. Learn to kill. No non-violence. Learn to kill. Here also, as soon as you'll find the kshatriya, a thief, a rogue, unwanted element in the society. Kill him. That's all. Finish. Kill him. Mass. Finish. The others will see, the ruler is very strong. The others will, one killing will be a lesson for many hundreds and thousands. No mercy. Kill him. That's all. That was the sister. In Kashmir, about 100 years ago. If somebody has stolen, cut his hand. Yes, he cannot steal anymore. So one cutting hand means finish in that part of the world, no more stealing.
How are they supposed to kill?
Huh?
How are they killed? Guns with bow and arrows?
That at least is suitable. It is not that, because the Kshatriyas were killing by bows and arrows formally. We have to continue that. That is another foolishness. Yoga, you can kill easily by guns. Take that gun. Just like formally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked on the street. There was no aeroplane, I did not use it. And does it mean that I shall have to follow that? I must take the jet in me. If it is available. Yeah. If somebody kills, I call Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, walk down there, and you are traveling in the jet plane. Shall I have to take that idea? These are rational. When you have to work, you have to work with the greatest facility, that's all. Huh? Now I have got the facility of the talking and microphone. So why should I not take it? It should be recorded, it should be heard by so many others. I'm speaking to 4 or 5 men. It can be heard by a big crowd, 400 men.
So we should perpetuate this technical skill of...
No, we are not going to, but if somebody is interested in doing, so we take it, make the best use of it. Just like we do not want money, but they are having money by so many ways, so we take their money and concentrate them. We can sit down here and chant Hare Krishna. We don't require that. But these rascals are accumulating money for wine and all and take their money somewhere other and give to them. And invite them. Come and see. Give them prasada. This is our policy. We are not constructing big buildings and temples for our convenience. For their convenience. This is sannyas.
There should always be programs in the temples for their welfare, not just that we live there. And...
No. But we are taking it. Now we have got a very nice house. Go. Let us sleep. And eat.
Then there will be white person.
That is not good. You should remain always sannyasi. It is. Outwardly, for other convenience, you may do something. Similarly, we are accepting this Varnasa. We are not Varnasa. We are above Varnasa. But to give others facility to come to the stage of Krishna consciousness, this program must be done.
Prabhupada, generally in colleges in the West, they charge some fee for going to the college. What is our position?
No, we don't charge any fee. There is no question of money. Because the Brahmins, they teach free. They require money because they have to give tax salaries to these rascals. But we haven't got them. And in we have to feed them, we produce our own grain. So where is the question of taking money? Therefore it is required. Somebody must produce food. Then there is no necessity of money.
The vice students will produce the food.
Our
children who are at Gurukula grow up, should they go to that Varnashram college? Or
yes. They should go.
We'll start it right away.
Varnashram college means for grown-up students. College means for grown-up students.
Is there a minimum age for the beginning of such a college?
Yes, 10 to 12 years.
They can start at 10 to 12
years? Yes. From 5 to 10 years, Gurukul. And after 10 years, they should go to the Varnashram.
New Vrindavan would be an ideal place in America for such a school.
Yes, organize that.
Yes.
I shall go.
This Maharaj is also going to New Vrindavan.
Yes, do that. Uttarananda Maharaj, you combine together, do that.
Yes.
We have got so many duties to do don't waste time, single moment. And don't eat more and don't sleep more. Then you'll be able to walk.
This is the most auspicious work for now, is this remedial measure.
Huh?
This is the most auspicious work for now, is this remedial measure to stop the chaos in the world.
Yes.
That's most auspicious.
Most auspicious. Because if the people are in chaos, how they will be able to accept the great philosopher? It requires cool brain.
For example, in my
Buddha, program, Buddha. Huh? Yes.
My program now is I have 10 brahmacharis and buses and everything, and we're distributing books.
Mm.
But if the people are in chaos, how will they be able to accept the knowledge in the
book? No, not all of them are in chaos. There are some of them. Some of them. Not that. All of them. Hey. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Let's see, due to the past training, even an ordinary man, he is chanting, Radhe Radhe.
When we had our boat, the boatmen every morning were...
this is India.
Worshipping.
Because, due to past culture, in the lowest class of man, he is also... Great philosopher than these reptiles in Western countries.
So all the other programs to be continued, this program to be added?
Yeah.
The program?
Mm.
Would the persons who would take part in such a program, they would have to be devotees in the first place.
Devotees is... I've already explained. We are all devotees. Past condition, we are all devotees. We are not, do not belong to this Varnasa. I have already told you. Suppose I am mocking. So that does not mean I am mocking. But I am teaching how to mock. This is our position.
So the students also, they must all be devotees.
Yes. Devotees are, that is our life and soul.
And the idea is that after they finish their schooling, they would take part in ISKCON preaching in some way as Vaishya or should.
This preaching is also... require to make the ground work. Because nobody is taking care. That's why some of the devotees, the great devotees, they took the profession of becoming thief. They, in South India, it was done so. They took the profession of becoming thief. The devotee is a thief. But he took. They took it. Because nobody was paying. So they organized a plundering party. Plunder all these big men. Just like the politicians do. There is history. Yes. Well, even up to the point to become a thief. Devotees took it. Yes? And gopis, even up to the point of becoming prostitutes for Krishna. So, for Krishna's sake, we have to accept any nonsense type of business on the highest grade. Anything. But for Krishna, we have to do that.
For Prabhupada in our temples, we have so many devotees. Should the devotees...
They should be engaged.
Should they be trained in a particular...
Yes. Those who are not able to preach or to do other things, they must go to the cloud department. Agriculture.
Those who cannot preach.
Yeah? Yeah. Those who are less educated, not very much expert in preaching. They must be acting as Kshatriya or Vaishya or as Sudra.
And some
not he is Sudra or is a murderer, but he has to act to fulfill the, fill up the gap. Proxy.
So we should encourage people young people, young students to come to our college?
They'll automatically come if you are ideal. Because they are being forced to poverty. When there is question of poverty, they'll come.
Room and board. And
yes. There's poverty. Why there is poverty? Because they are not producing food. Everyone wants so-called comfortable life, so-called education, sitting idle in the table and chair, and talking all gossip, nonsense, and sleeping. They have been trained up in this way, Sudra.
So they should be trained to rise early.
Yeah. Then if you keep healthy, then you will naturally rise early. But if you, because you have lost all what is called stamina,
yes.
Therefore sleeping is my own business. Sleeping means for the weak, for the strong perspiration. This is a sign. When a man sleeps too much, he is weak in his health. And the strong man in pasture. These are very bullied gham and good bullied gum. Gham and gum. Gum means sleeping and gham means pasture. Principle. And human being means trained up under principle. There is a difference between animals. The animals, they cannot take up any training. But the human being, this human form of body, is meant for taking training. So if they are not properly trained up, then even animals and the whole society in chaos and confusion. Moment, the human society is so degraded that even we are walking, this is also risky. This is also, gradually it is becoming just like in our New York, that Berkeley, no? Brooklyn. It is difficult to walk due to the Negroes. Immediately, why would I give me? There are so many incidents. In such city as New York, there is always danger like that. If somebody kills you, nobody will take care of you. The human society has become. And in India still, they are not so degraded. You see? Even at night you can certainly walk on this street. But in Europe, America, you cannot with confidence walk alone in the big streets. The human being has become so degraded, less than animals. You can attack it just like in the forest. Any ferocious animal can attack you, really. All big cities have become like that. Example that they have started the United Nations. What they have done actually, United Nations. Have they done anything progressive?
No.
A big advertisement, United Nations. All nations, but because all the cats and dogs united, what they can do? If all the world's cats and dogs meet together, to make a formula, will they be able to? Actually, this is the proof. They are all cats and dogs. But they don't know how to unite, how to live in peace. They do not know it because they are animals, cats and dogs. This is the proof. Just study this institution, what they have done. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
You have to study this institution.
30 years now.
30 years they are struggling for United Nations, big expenditure. So many humbug. Varamud Bahato Bimura. Humbug program. No result. Prahlad Maharaj said, I am thinking, I am only for this doctor. They are making humbug program, but there is no action. And for temporary so-called happiness, without God concept. I am simply thinking of it. Otherwise, personally, I have no problem. These are spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. Sochi tato bhogati tasa maya sukhaya varamut bhato mimu. It has become like Prahlad Maharaj. We can chant anywhere. That's all right. Krishna has provided everything. We have no business to do. But we have to take them because we are sympathizers. So many people are being killed by this modern civilization. They have the opportunity to become Krishna conscious, but by the setup of this rascal civilization, they are being killed spiritually. Therefore, you have faith. Devotee, personally, he has no problem. But he pushes himself in this degraded society to teach them how to live, how to become gentlemen. Therefore, otherwise we have no business. But if we don't give them the opportunity, they will not be able to come to Krishna consciousness. It is good for you because Krishna is he. Oh, he is my devotee. He is doing so much for me. Your service will be recognized by Krishna. Don't think that because you are teaching a Shudra how to work like this, you have become a Shudra. You are not Shudra in any circumstance. Even though you teach to a Shudra how to work like this. Understand. Don't misunderstand. Clearly understand what is purpose. Is that out? Are you clear?
Yes.
Yes.
One good example in New Vrindavan, they're actually doing that. They're training Kshatriyas, they're training.
That was the question. I started the New Vrindavan scheme on this formula.
Ramaswami has carried it out just as you've designed.
So in a sense, New Vrindavan is already...
The starting is already there.
They even have a court system now. They started it when I was there last time. Mm. They have so many members that sometimes someone may commit some offense or something. They even have a judicial type of system where he comes before the board of members,
yes.
Older members.
Yeah, all the rights should be decided by the board.
Yes.
That's right.
So they're actually...
And it will be accepted even by the court. Here in India, there is a system. A board of 5-10 men in the village, if there is some fight between two parties, whatever the board will decide, that will accept in the court.
Yes.
Panchayat, it's called panchayat. Okay. There will be no scarcity. We will engage it. But some of them you can get, it is food. Where is the question of? Yes, it is.
Mm.
There is food, there is milk. Eat and drink and be human beings.
When we first go to open a temple in a city, we get an apartment or a storefront. But then when more and more people come in, we should get land and cows and everything to turn it into a society.
Many times our devotees get cheated in business dealings of plain experience, so should they learn from it?
How to cheat others?
No, not how to cheat, but from experienced devotees, how to not be cheated.
Why should you go to a person to cheat?